I was kind of interested in this set of circumstances because I don't know how often that you have so many deputies searching for somebody in this kind of situation. Is this a little bit out of the norm?
Well, you know, when we have someone that eludes arrest, you know, we assess the risk and then determine what type of resources we're going to need. In this case, we weren't really sure what we were dealing with. So we called in whatever help we could have on duty to go out and try to find him.
So if you can summarize what your deputies were called out to and what transpired.
You know, it's actually a situation where we were aware that there was a felony warrant out for Larry Lewis, Jr. College Station had the theft $1,500 to $20,000, and they had made attempts to serve the warrant out there, and then some folks, investigators from the DA's office, have been out there unsuccessfully. So when we got some information from a person that was very close to the family, we went out there. But the first person we encountered was very uncooperative and just actually to the point where he interfered with our duties to try to follow up on the concerns that were shared with us about the children and then also the fugitive. So we ended up having to arrest him. They did tell us that the children were not in that house. And when we called back to talk to the person that shared the information with us a little bit later that evening, they told us that there was actually another house on that property, and it was in the woods behind that house. And that's, in fact, where we found the children and where Larry had been staying. And apparently, as we approached the house, he fled from the scene and left the children sleeping there and unsupervised.
And so the search, if I recall correctly, took place over the course of a couple of hours then?
Right. I think we arrived on scene about just before 10, and then he was arrested at 11:33. So, yeah, course of a couple hours from the time that we got on the scene and made the discovery, and then what happened, we were able to get him to answer his cell phone, and the deputies actually talked him into turning himself in.
Which is the best case scenario, considering you're at night and you're in an unfamiliar area?
Right. It works out best for everybody in that case. You know, our deputies aren't at risk, and he isn't out there trying to elude us and evade us. And then we had the children's concern as well. They were in the house in a situation that was untenable. And so Child Protective Services were brought in, and they were able to find another family member that was willing to help with the custody of the children and remove them from that situation.
And again, given the circumstances, keeping kids with family members, a better case scenario.
It is. And, you know, Child Protective Services are called in for the protection of the children, but, you know, they try to respect the family's rights to custody in those cases. And if they can find someone that they can verify will provide a safe and good environment for the kids till something can be finally worked out, that's what they look for.
You used the word untenable regarding living conditions. Could you give some examples of what kind of conditions?
Well, I wasn't personally there, but what was shared with me was, you know, not the type of environment you'd want any children to live in, very filthy and you know, nothing else, just unhealthy and not safe. And so, you know, it was one of those things where something needed to be done. They were 7-year-old twins, and you know, it's unfortunate that we didn't get cooperation from the first individual we talked to, and don't know exactly why. There was some concern about a dog being shot, that was shared with us as well, but we've not been able to figure out how that fits in. We have conflicting information on that, so we're still unsure how that that went about. But the best thing is that Larry Lewis was arrested on his warrant, and the children are where they need to be.